Good afternoon, Council. It's been a little while. So I only have a 45-minute presentation for you today. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We just have a couple slides I wanted to go through as a primer for the next couple of meetings. We are going to be talking about what the future land use plan is and what it means for this document. And to put it pretty bluntly, and this is actually text that I copied and pasted from the chapter. It's the first sentence in the chapter. The future land use chapter is the centerpiece of the comprehensive plan. The chapter creates a framework for achieving the plan's overall vision and determining future development priorities. So as we've heard from Josh the last couple of workshops and from workshops we had prior to that, we've been trying to set up, I guess, this next discussion in a good way, because we're realizing that all of these elements do tie together and they all affect what the future land use plan is and how it shapes everything else. So we will probably start talking about this at a somewhat high level and then kind of work our way into the weeds as the conversation goes. Because this is the map that is attached to this chapter does, you know, have the force of law behind it. It will affect how you would zone in the future. And it's important that it's a deliberative process that takes into account what the county and zoning or planning and zoning commission was trying to accomplish, and then also the public input that we've heard and what council feels it can achieve. So it designates what parts of the county are intended to be growth areas versus rural areas, specifies the location and the pace of development based on the goals that we're setting. And again, this is not zoning, but it does affect what you want to do when you finally get to the part when you're updating your ordinance to match the plan. Can you go to the next slide, Janelle? So if I haven't stressed enough, it is important. The county is changing, and decisions are being made locally that affect many things down the road, whether it's a year down the road, 5, 10 years down the road, 30 years down the road. We've heard from Mr. Hughes talk about the 1972 plan a lot and commitments that were made then that still need to be made today if it was something that was warranted. So we need to take into account how our decisions can affect the future, and how and where land development occurs will shape what the county looks like, what it feels like, how people experience their lives here, and that includes visitors. And then it will guide the county's updates to its zoning and subdivision and affect the other elements just as the other elements affect it. So as you've heard today, mobility is one of the key factors that we talk about when we talk about future land use. We try to see where priority investment should occur based on the types of developments that we are approving or choose to approve based on where infrastructure exists. Where we want to protect the county, whether it's from a conservation or open space perspective, recreationally, that can be a part of how we design our future land use. The community design element, one of the things that I thought would make sense. We've talked a lot about how infrastructure, when it comes to roadway connectivity and access, is affected by the land use decisions that we make. And we can solve some of those problems through good community design. And it doesn't always have to mean density. We're just talking about creating opportunities for access and mobility in a more deliberate way.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Who are we to tell other people what they knew with our land?
Well, sir, right now you have AR1. That is telling what other people what they can do to their land. And what I'm saying is you can open up a variety of tools that provide more options.
What did you say we had
AR1?
AR1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means we can tell everybody what to do to the land.
Well, that is one way of telling folks. I'm saying let's provide more ways as opposed to less.
If you have a piece of farmland, you want me to go tell you what to do with your land?
I'm saying we could tell people that they have more options for
careful,
what they can do with their land, not less.
If you're not careful, you'd be telling them what I can grow on my land, what I can't grow. We got to be very careful if we don't get
This is your plan, sir. I'm not trying to dictate anything. This is up to you to decide how you want it to come together.
I'm having a problem if we're not getting towards communism or Marxism. I don't like telling.
Hopefully, we're not going that direction.
Well, I hope we are not either, because I don't like the idea.
I see out here telling
people what to do that they can't do.
What we do now in AR1.
Where's the property rights at?
I believe the consultant is only offering suggestions and options.
Well, maybe we need to bring this up so what kind of suggestions being offered to us.
It's up to the five of you to make that final decision.
Well, we haven't even got there yet, Sam. We haven't even got there yet.
I see where you're going. I see the direction we're going.
I think just suggestions, just for good conversation. That's all.
Okay, we're going over a conversation.
Might not be anything we do. Might do none of it. Who knows?
Well, hope you're not in line with what to vote that way. Forget property rights, right?
No, sir. I'd say that up.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm running in.
Okay, infrastructure investments. We talk about the ability to plan for these investments. So sometimes we make land use decisions maybe where infrastructure would not be able to support it. Sometimes we are looking for infrastructure to support where we want to make our land use decisions. That should be a better coordinated activity. And on the whole, you can look at how this can affect the economy of the county, whether it's from an agricultural perspective, tourism perspective, from a jobs growth perspective. The market that is here, how can it evolve or change or be refined based on the goals and the visions that you're setting for this 30-year time horizon. So the approach that I'm suggesting for the next two meetings, we're going to review the highlights of what is in the element, and that includes what we had in the 08 plan. We'll provide an overview of what the chapter titles, topics are, including showing you what the map looks like, the current draft map. And then beginning a review of those goals, objectives, and strategies, because by the time we get to the second meeting, I want to have the goals, objectives, and strategies kind of like talked through so that we can focus more on what the map looks like and how that may adequately capture what we're spelling out in those goals, objectives, and strategies. When we did this with the Planning and Zoning Commission, we spent a lot of time talking about the map, and I want to make sure that there's opportunity to do that here. So, if this is all right with you, we can move forward with an approach that would meet this. Okay. So, looking forward to see everybody on the 21st. Is there any questions or comments that you have for me?
You're suggesting, correct?
Always suggesting.
That's your plans.
There was a comment made earlier, both by Open Mike and by Josh, on master planning, right? Are we going to be discussing that specifically, that specific topic in this land use?
I'm glad you're asking that. We're going to come to you with specific ideas on ways that we can talk about future land use in the county using tools like master planning, using tools like community design. So if there are things that you feel would be important to know more about or you want us to talk to, in addition to whatever we come up with, we'd like to hear it. So okay, yes, master planning will be part of it.
So you'll explain it to us and give us examples where it could work in mm-hmm. our county and where it has worked in other counties?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
And the same would be true with TIDs. I know that's traffic, but it also relates to land planning. And are they successful in other places as
sure.
far as how it works with the land,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
Anything else?
I understand one thing. If you want to talk about land preservation, they have the right to buy that person out.
Correct.
But to just go take it, I don't agree with it.
Okay.
I agree with that. Anything else from council? Last call. We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 15 minutes early. You did a good job, John.